Yep, we are good to go, I believe. Put this one in the middle. Right here. Okay, so the only thing I have to say before we start, just try to speak clear as possible. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's about it. Just speak as clear as possible. Okay. So my name is Caitlin. I'm here with Fabiana. Today we are at the Northeast Tulsa Community College campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma on October 22nd, 2024. And this is Fabiana Vivi Martinez.
Martins,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I, Caitlin, will be interviewing her today, walking you through the interview. We are both students at TCC, but Fabiana is an ESL English as a second language student at TCC, and that's very, very interesting to me. Like, I don't think I could do that. It's like a lot. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me and discuss about yourself with us today. I really appreciate that, and I would really love that this will be able to help other people learn about you and inform people about how it is being an ESL student and being a college student at TCC learning a second language. Let's see. Your feedback and your input today will help us know about how it is being a student, and that is very appreciated. The interview should roughly be over 20 minutes, no longer than 35 minutes, I believe, hopefully. This interview will be publicly available through Oklahoma State University, the archives, if the terms and conditions were all agreed on, which they were. Thank you for joining us one more time. Okay, I'm about to start the questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first few, they're just going to be some icebreakers, just easy questions, and then we'll ask more personal questions.
Perfect.
Okay, so can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I'm Fabiana Viegas. Okay. I'm from Venezuela, but I was living in Spain.
Yeah.
And right now I'm here living with my best friend, and I have my F1 visa student.
Okay, that's really nice. Okay, wow. Okay. Wow. So you were born in Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. And then what part of Tulsa are you living in?
In Tulsa.
Just in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your typical day for you at TCC?
My typical day, I have two different days here. One day we have grammar, we have writing and listening. And another day, like today, we have reading, listening, and speaking.
Okay, okay. And is it easy to balance those two out, those two different days?
Yeah, I think the teachers are really good here, and they are really helpful if I need something. So I'm really happy to be here.
I'm glad. Okay, that's good. Okay. Let's see. How about your weekends? How are your weekends usually?
I'm always with my best friend. She have a little baby. So always I help her to take her the baby, mm-hmm. and we can go to the park, like the gathering. Park,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we are always with family.
Yeah. And have you been there a lot to the gathering place?
One time per week.
One time? Oh, yeah. Wow. You guys go a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you like it there? Is it nice?
Yeah, I think it's a really good place to walk.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. I'm glad you like it there. It's cool. Have you seen their, now that I think about it, their, like, the water?
Is that cool? I didn't try it.
Right. Okay.
I have to do it.
Yeah. I don't think I could. That's fun. That's so cool. Okay. I need to go up there. Okay. Your free time, busy time, what do you do for your free time?
Right now I'm taking a course about CEO.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, search engine optimization. So it's really good. I spend right now a lot of time. So
You're busy.
I'm really busy. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
I'm learning English and learning that. So.
Yeah. Wow, okay, that's interesting. Okay. CEO, what are you trying to be for, like, what's your plans in the future for that? Do you have anything in mind?
Right now, I don't have the things really clear.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have to go back to Spain, but I have, my family lives, but they live in Florida, in Orlando, and Miami.
Oh.
So, I don't know, I'm here to learn English, to improve my English, and they don't speak English with me. So after when I finish here, I don't know if I have to come back to Spain, or I stay here.
Okay, right, okay. That's interesting. So they don't speak English, but
no,
you do.
No, in Florida I have a problem where Florida have too much people,
right.
Latin people. So when you go to Target, for example, and they listen your accent, they always speak with you in Spanish.
That's nice.
Here, the people try to speak with me in English, and for me, right now, it's really important.
Yeah. Okay, right. Based on where you're at. That's interesting. Okay. That's nice. I didn't think about that. Okay. Mm. For vacation or celebrating, what do you do for that vacation?
The next month, I will go to Miami. With my aunt, yeah.
Okay.
And after that, maybe I have to go to Spain for 2 weeks or
That's
something.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was living in Spain, always I traveled. So to London, French, Portugal, so Germany.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and there you are always traveling for somewhere new.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been around.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I haven't traveled that much. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Okay.
There you have the opportunity to travel.
Yeah.
The people is really open to talk with you. And
it's all really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Do you have a favorite place that you've visited?
Portugal. My family is from Portugal. And my grandfather migrated to Venezuela.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I have the Portugal nationality.
Right, okay.
So, for that reason, I was living in Spain because I have my passport. So, when I went to Lisboa in June, maybe, and for me, I don't know why, it was beautiful. So I really enjoy that travel.
I'm glad that you liked it and that you've been able to go there. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't imagine. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And then, let's see. Going back to where we were. Okay. Do you have any favorite celebrations so far, being here? Or do you already have your own favorite?
No. I don't have any.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. And then, let's see. Do you have any interests, hobbies that you do here?
I play paddle. I don't know.
Paddle?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it is it on a court?
It's like tennis, but.
Like tennis?
Easier.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And you like doing that?
In Spain, almost.
Is it popular over there?
Yeah. Really popular.
Okay. Talents, do you have any? That's interesting.
Any talent.
Any talent? I wish. That'd be
I'm
cool.
Really good to talk with someone new. I'm really open to
learn
something, to discuss something. But talent? No.
Yeah, I felt that. Okay, I get you. Me neither. I don't think I have any talents. I just wondered. Do you have any goals, for your future, your career?
For now, my father, he is still living in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. And he had, he have right now your own company for coffee.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I was studying in Spain international commerce.
Okay.
So if I have the opportunity to import or export coffee from there,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
It's a really big opportunity.
So you're looking forward to doing that in the future?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm trying.
Wow, that's a good plan. That's a lot of money, too. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's really complicated for the government, but I'm trying to find a solution.
I feel like that will be very doable.
Yeah.
I feel like I have confidence in that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Coffee. I love coffee. I love coffee.
You need to try it.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Okay. Do you have anything that you value strongly, or have anything that you cherish?
Right now? No.
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 No. Okay. What is something that has impacted you, shaped you into who you are today?
What impact me?
Mm-hmm.
Every day? My family.
Yeah.
I think they are trying to, my father helped me to stay here and pay the classes. So I'm making all these things to for him. They support me always. So I'm trying to do my best.
Yes, yes. So you would say like they're your motivation?
Yeah. My family, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anything that symbolizes who you are? Like if you look at anything, like, oh, that's me. Anything like an animal or a color? No?
Maybe, yeah. No.
No.
No? Right, no.
Okay. No, okay.
I think no.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Okay, so we said where you're from. Basically, yeah, we did that. And then did you grow up there?
In Venezuela? Yes.
Yes?
Okay. Yes, I grew up there.
Okay. How old did you, like, until how old?
I know when I had 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
I come here for 3 months with my family, and after that, I went to Spain, but everything alone. My family always, it's in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it's really hard sometimes because they are so far, and we had COVID, and I didn't see there for 2 years.
Yeah,
and it was really hard. But right now I really feel good because I see my mom and my dad like every year.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a really good opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was hard.
Yeah,
sure.
And many people doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So,
when did you come over here to Tulsa, to America?
3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. Okay. I have been, yeah, like 3 months.
Yeah.
Short time.
Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Like, wow. Your English is really good. I don't think so.
I think you're doing good. I need to improve more. But
yeah, for sure. You have a lot of room.
But
for that.
In Venezuela, didn't teach you like English. Never, ever. So I learned with series on TV shows.
Right.
So now I'm really studying the grammar or practice more.
Yeah. It's a lot different.
Yeah. But... I'm trying.
Yeah. You said shows. Did you, while you were in Venezuela, did you watch any shows?
Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
For me, it's the best. So they have a really hard vocabulary sometimes, because it's medical vocabulary, but I'm always trying.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I try to repeat every episode and just English.
That's good. So you really do watch that show?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Do you have a favorite character from that show?
Meredith. Yeah.
Okay. She's good. I cannot lie. Okay. That's awesome. It's a good show. Okay. Let's see. What caused you to move over here? In particular, like anything specific?
To Tulsa?
Yeah, to the United States, to Tulsa.
For my best friend.
Okay.
I went here to Tulsa in May for a birthday, and when I saw the city, the people, it's really, really nice, so it was interesting to me, and if I have the opportunity to learn and improve my English, I always take it, so.
Right, and you saw...
She helped me.
No problem. Whenever you saw Tulsa, did it just like say, I need to stay here to learn English, like this is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was living in Venezuela, a city like this. It's really small, a lot of farms, and the people, it's really nice, and it's the same, but
right,
yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, let's see. I think I am about ready for our next set of questions. Do you think, do you, for being around, like, visiting all these different places, do you think Tulsa's, like, really nice compared to all these different places? Like, what would you have to say about that? To compare?
If I compare, like, with Madrid, I was living there 1 year.
Yeah.
It's really different.
It's very different.
But the life in Tulsa, it's slow, quiet. I'm here. I'm really good because it's slow. So in Madrid, you are always running on subway, or
right.
Something happens, or it's too much people for me.
Yeah.
So here you have a car. There, I need to take the subway. So I prefer here.
Yeah, you do.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you have the opportunity to travel there, take it. But to live here, I think it's a good place.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So you like living here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Let's see. Do you miss Venezuela? Do you miss any other place whenever you're staying here?
Venezuela.
Yeah.
It's my country, always. It will be my country. So
of course.
Sometimes I really miss that I had there, but right now the economic problems there and the government, if you are young,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the opportunity to work, to buy your own house.
Mm.
You have to invest 49 years to acquire your personal vehicle there.
Wow.
So, and it's an old vehicle. It's not like the new one. So it's really sad, the situation there.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, if you have a good money, it's really easy to sell something, buy something. But for the people who need to work on a factory, for example, you don't have
a lot.
No,
it's hard.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes if something happens to you, it's really hard to have a solution to that.
Dang.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So my family there, it's okay. It's really good. They are happy, but for me, I'm 22 years old, and there if I don't have the opportunity to grow. So.
You're right. You have to wait.
Yeah,
you have to
exactly.
put the
and
work in.
In Spain, I really miss Spain, but it's the same there. They have a really economic problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer here.
Yeah. But, okay, let's see. We're about to talk about your education and how that's going, mm-hmm. staying here at TCC. Do you have any other questions before we start that?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Whenever you came to TCC, what brought you here? What made you choose TCC?
The TCC really helped me to make my appointment, the papers to my F1 visa. And when I talked to Caroline, she helped me to have my acceptance letter, and it's really good when they talk to you, they have the information, they helps you. So the people make me I make that decision.
Okay.
And I think this is the right place.
Did you check any other places other than TCC, or did you just come here?
I was checking, but when I saw TCC,
stayed. Yeah, people here are really, they're really one-on-one.
Yeah.
They like to help out. Okay, so I asked you, I don't know if I got it on recording, though. How many classes do you take here?
Five.
Five?
I'm taking listening, reading, grammar, speaking, and writing.
Right, okay, okay. And you take those on two different days?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So what? So you're here on what days during the week?
Monday to Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 to 2 p.m.
9 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on, like, your free time, you put your time into school still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm always a study.
Yeah. I get that. Me too. Me too. Okay. Let's see. How has attending influenced you? How's it going? Is it going good?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
At TCC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the teachers, it's the most important to me. And when I met Katie and... I forget his name. Tom.
Is he another teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
They explain you really good everything. And they help you. So I really appreciate that.
Okay, that's good. And so that makes you feel more welcomed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I have friends here, so I don't go out with them, but here I can talk with everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Practice. Yeah. It's the most important to me right now.
Right. So you get to have company here at school, but you don't hang out with them outside of school.
No.
That's good. That's good. It's professional.
Yeah.
I
really like to go out sometimes,
yeah.
But I have my friend, so...
You do stuff with her.
If I meet someone and that person tell me something to go out, I can do it.
Right.
I don't have any problem. It's
right.
Like, I'm flexible.
That's funny. Right. New opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you plan on staying, like, at TCC for more... time?
Yeah, for now it's just for 1 year.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, me too. I don't know either.
Yeah.
I get that. Do you have any advice for anybody that's going to be taking the ESL courses here?
No.
No advice?
No.
Do you think they'll be okay?
Yeah. I'm really happy here.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Is your education experience going well? We did that. So what's your perspective of TCC? Do you look forward to coming here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my first time here was weird, but right now
you're comfortable?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about Tulsa in the USA for right now. We're done with TCC.
Okay.
And then I believe after that we should be getting done with this here because we have at least 20 minutes, but we can get time. I'm not worried about it. Okay, so for Tulsa in the United States, do you have any thoughts regarding moving to the United States?
If I see some movie from... yes, maybe. I'm sure. I saw some movie from here, but I don't remember a specific name.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Is it fun here? Do you like Tulsa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really quiet, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
Happening.
Oh, going back to the movie, I was going to say, we have a musical here. I think it's called Oklahoma. It's popular.
Oh, really?
It's kind of popular. But if you want to check if you want to check that out, I've watched it like once, but it's old.
Okay.
It's an older movie.
I will see that.
It's called Oklahoma, so it's not hard to forget. Are you involved in any communities in Tulsa? Do you have any?
No. I'm always with my friend because I live with her.
Yeah.
And with her family, and that's it.
Yeah.
But like community, no.
Okay.
Right now.
So you have your own little community?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
That's okay. Because I don't either. I just stay with my family. Yeah. I stay with my family.
You don't go out with friends or something, no?
No, no. Okay, so you said you put your time into school, so you don't have a job, right?
No.
No, okay, I don't either. Just wondering.
I can't work in at TCC, but outside or something else, yeah. Anything else, I can't.
You can't.
For my visa.
Right, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Have you thought about working here at TCC?
Yeah, if I have an opportunity, yeah. I would take it.
Right.
I was seeing about the movie. It's not a movie. It's a series. Tulsa King, maybe?
Tulsa King.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. Have you watched it?
Yeah. I watched, like, two chapters.
Yeah.
Something. But because the series, it's for my boyfriend.
Okay.
My boyfriend saw the series and...
So it's like a guy show.
So.
I wonder if it's a guy show.
The Mayo, downtown.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So they do film in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Yeah?
Yeah. The Mayo is here.
Like, real.
Yeah.
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 It's no film on a studio or something.
Right. I think it is real, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. I think I'll just make sure it doesn't sleep on me. Okay. Okay, boyfriend. You said you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, and how's that going? Is he from here?
No. Right now, he's living in Spain.
Okay.
He comes here for 1 week at 1 month. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
But we are trying because I don't know what I will do. So,
yeah,
we have to talk a lot, but I'm happy with him.
That's good. And, like, for you guys both, like, is it hard, like, communicating?
Or? Sometimes, because right now it's 1 p.m. here and there it's 8 at night.
Right.
So it's really hard sometimes because I wake up and he's ending your day.
Right.
So sometimes it's really hard, but we are...
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a tip. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot to balance. That's a lot to balance. School.
An organization, because sometimes taking care of my baby's friend, my curse, homework, mm-hmm. boyfriend, I need to stay everywhere.
Right.
So...
So you're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's nice that you have a lot to keep you distracted.
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you have any favorite restaurants here, by chance? Like fast food?
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
The bread.
The bread is so good. The bread and the butter.
I can't eat every day that bread.
Yeah, me too. It's really good. It's really good. I think Logan's is also good. I think they also have good bread.
I never tried it.
They're good. They both serve steak, I think. Steak, yeah.
If I have a steak, I'm happy. So.
Me too. That's how you make a girl happy, a steak.
I can't be vegetarian or vegan. I can't.
Right.
I can't. It's not my way.
Right. You need meat.
I respect that, but I can't.
No, that's funny. I get that. I'm a meat lover. Like, I love meat. Do you like seafood? Yeah. I love seafood.
I really good to eat.
Anything?
Anything.
Yeah.
And if it's weird, I can try it. I don't have any problem with that. So.
Yeah.
But the seafood and steak.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Both of them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how's it been, like, in Tulsa with navigating English, learning English, using it?
What I learned, I always practice with my friend. If I go somewhere, I always trying to speak English and thing in English or ask in English. I really practice with the people. Sometimes the people don't understand me, but it's normal to me.
Right.
But I'm trying, and when I try, I improve.
Right.
So.
Right. So with speaking English, is it like something you want? Like you want
exactly.
English? Okay,
yeah.
That's good. That's
I
nice.
I really want. So I'm doing my best right now mm-hmm. to improve, to learn, to practice, because this is the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't do it right now,
right.
I won't do it
ever. Right.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's so right. Okay. That's a good point. I like that. Like, really. That's wow. Do you have any other support systems that you haven't talked about? Or is that, do you want to talk about?
I have my sister here in Orlando.
Yeah.
Anna, always talking with her.
Okay.
And she helped me always that I need. And she is my support too. She's alone, but I know I can come with her.
With her,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
How were they in the hurricane that hit?
She's okay.
She's okay.
Because she's living like in the center of Florida.
Yeah.
So the hurricane, the water.
They didn't touch them?
No.
That's good. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, and how about your best friend? How is that going, like living with her?
Sometimes it's really hard for
yeah.
the confidence, the communication, the ways to make the things, but she's really good to communicate. I don't want to talk with anyone.
Right.
But
does she understand
she,
that?
Yeah. Okay. And she talked to me and explained me, and I talked to her. I explained my point.
Right.
Always we are listening, and we have always a solution for that.
That's good.
So, yeah. It's really good to doing that. So
yeah.
Some days it's bad, but we always, at the end of the day, we talk about that, and we have always a solution.
That's good. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Does she also speak Spanish or?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. always when I need to talk in English, I talk with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So is she learning as a first language, second language for English?
Second language. Yeah,
okay.
But she's really good
still
talking English, because she was working on restaurant or
right.
Yeah, on a shop, and she always
right.
learned.
Practice.
Alone, but she practiced when she moved here.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's mm-hmm. really like convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool being able to have two things to use, two
yeah.
languages. Do you ever like at times like get in the middle of the languages and like use them both at once?
No. Because we are really different, and I make the thing I go slow and quiet, and it's peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
She's more fast. She wants the things fast. So we think in a different way, but we complement
right
together. So
that's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay. Do you want to talk about anything else? Because I think we are almost done. Almost.
No. For me, no.
Okay. So we talked about what's motivating your education, you learning English.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed any differences, like, from moving and being any other places, like, if we have higher prices here?
No, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Here than Madrid.
Really? It's really cheaper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in compare with Florida, we can't. In Florida, it's really, really expensive.
Right, okay.
So here I think it's cheap to live.
Okay.
You can have a really good life. So
okay.
For that, I see the opportunity here.
Right, okay. I was wondering about that. Well, actually, I actually had one more. For, since you're, like, Venezuelan, do you have any, like, folklore, like, mythology, like, stories at all?
Like from Venezuela?
Yeah.
When I was a child, I was living there, and the President Maduro established some price control on food, and we have a several scarcity there on food, and it was really hard. My father is a head of my family, so he had a solution in that time,
mm-hmm.
but when you saw that situation, it's really sad. Because that I have the opportunity to have a really, really good life in compared with another people, but you grow up with that. And now here, when I come here for the economy, because I'm really scared that from Spain and Venezuela. So I think the United States have always like a good economy. Right now it's difficult, but I think it's a really good country.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any favorite songs or desserts?
Karol G.
What was that?
Karol G.
What is that?
She's a singer.
Who?
Karol G.
Karol G, I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you listen any song, you know.
I do.
Who is she? Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you want to say before we wrap up the interview?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that should be it. Okay. Thank you for participating.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to have to cut all of these.